6 months ago today, Hurricane Maria made landfall on Puerto Rico, knocking out power to the entire island. Today, blackouts are common, and there are more than 100,000 homes and businesses still without electricity. Here's FEMA's Mike Byrne speaking to ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
The bad news is it was tragic. Okay, the good news is we had a chance to build it back the right way.
How long will you guys be here?
As long as it takes, but 5 to 10 years is not outside the realm of the possible.
5 to 10 years. Let's get an update now from David Ferris, a reporter for Energy and Environment News. He's just back from Puerto Rico. David, how are people there coping?
There are lots of people in the mountains still without power. You can drive for miles through there and be in the dark at night, where people have been living without power for 6 months, which is amazing.
Yeah.
In the cities, the power has returned. And so, like you said, there are still intermittent blackouts that remind people that things are not back to normal. But people are back to work and trying to recover from the huge hit that the hurricane made to electricity and to their lives in many ways.
Well, so people using generators and fuel it where they don't have the electricity. The Puerto Rican Senate passed two bills last week that would privatize the island's power company. PREPA, Puerto Rico's public power utility, was deep in debt before this storm. It came under fire after the hurricane for hiring that expensive contractor with political ties, Whitefish Energy Holdings. This is a tiny company in Montana. $300 million contract to rebuild the grid. A contract later canceled because of the public backlash. So what's the sense of what's going to happen with PREPA?
The power company has shown that it really can't do its job anymore. It was in bad shape before the storm hit, and it was kind of polished off by the hurricane. So the writing's on the wall that privatization is going to happen. The question is how it's going to happen and how it's going to be assured that what replaces the current power company creates power at affordable rates and possibly also creates a new kind of grid.
Well, and the talk of, taking years to do this to get it right, there was talk of renewable energy, microgrids, something more resilient to disasters. Is that on the table?
It is on the table. It's unclear to me how it's going to be paid for, because presumably whoever is building those microgrids and building all that solar wants to be paid for it. But you're talking about the company that owns those assets is $9 billion in debt. And the people that it serves are also economically not doing well. The GDP in Puerto Rico is lower than any U.S. state. And so it's a little unclear to me how you go about going from that beleaguered situation into building a new grid. But there are a lot of people on the mainland who want to figure out how to do it.
And just briefly, David, there was this huge diaspora right after the storm, Puerto Ricans coming to the mainland, moving into towns all across America, staying with relatives. Has that stemmed?
Well, one thing that I saw that really struck me on the way back from Puerto Rico just yesterday was the line of wheelchairs with people in them, of course, waiting to get on the plane. So people like the elderly and infirm are still being sent away. Everyone knows someone who's left or many people who've left. Some know some who have returned. But if you ask them, are your friends planning to return? Often the answer is no, or not until the situation improves. And it's not clear the situation is going to improve markedly anytime soon.
David Ferris, reporter for Energy and Environment News. Thank you.
Sure, absolutely. Take care.